We will be reading from the Chaitanya Charitamritam, Adi Lila chapter 14, Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. Today we will finish the chapter and read from text 91 till 97. Usually we put on the board the text with a purport, and that's 94, which I will discuss. But they put 91 on the board, so we will repeat 91 together. So, translation. Being very much pleased, the Brahman left after talking with Jagannath Mishra, and when Jagannath Mishra awakened from his dream, he was very much astonished. Bandhu bandhavastani svapa kaila sunya sakala loka vishmita haila. He related the dream to his friends and relatives, and every one of them was very much astonished to hear it. Hemata sisu lila karigara chandra dinadine pitamatara badaya ananda. In this way, Gaura Hari performed his childhood pastimes, and day after day increased the pleasure of his parents. Gate dinamisha putrera hatika didila alpadinetvadasa fala aksara sikila. After some days, Jagannath Mishra inaugurated the primary education of his son by performing the Hatikadi ceremony. Within a very few days, the Lord learned all the letters and the combinations of letters. Now, purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The 12 phala, or combination of letters, are called Repa Murdanya, cerebral, Nadantavya, dental, Nama Yara La Vari Re, and Hatikate is the primary educational beginning. At the age of 4 or 5 years, on an auspicious day called Vidyarambha, marking the beginning of primary education, there is a ceremony worshipping Lord Vishnu. And after, the teacher gives the child a long chalk pencil, then guiding the hand of the student, he instructs him how to write the letters of the alphabet. A, E, etc. By writing big letters on the floor, when the child is a little advanced in writing, is also given a slate for his primary education, which ends when he learns the two-letter combinations, which are called phala, as mentioned above. Text 95. Balya lila sutra e kaila anukamma hi avistari yachena dasa vrindavana. This is a synopsis of the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, placed herewith in chronological order. Vrindavan Das Thakur has already elaborately explained his pastimes in his book Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ataivai ailila sanksepe sutra kaila punarikte baye vistarirana kaila. I have therefore made only a brief summary. Being afraid of repetition, I have not elaborated upon this subject matter. Shirupa ragunata pade yara asa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kai Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shirupa, and see Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 14th chapter, describing Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. I read again text 94, which I will discuss. Kate dina misha putrera hate kate dila alpa dina dvada safala as aksara sikila. After some days, Jagannath Mishra inaugurated the primary education of his son by performing the Hate Kade ceremony. Within a few days, the Lord learned all the combinations, all the letters and combinations of letters. Om Makyanati Mandasya Chansana Shanaka Shakshran Militam Yena Tasmai Sikarave Namam Shri Chaitanya Manorabhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupakadamyam Dadati Svapalantikam Vandiyam Shiru Shri Yodha Padakamalam Shirum Vaishnavamsam Shri Rupam Jagjatam Saganaragnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Bhajana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sanganalita Shivishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandha Jyotpate Kaupesha Kaupka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvari Vishabana Sutta Devi Pranamama Haripri Vankha Kalptrubesha Kripa Snivisha Patanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadada Shiva Sadhikaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charisvamiti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Srinivadi Paskatyai Desatarne Srila Prabhupada Ki So in this purport, in the synonyms, text 94, the word Fityaramba is used, auspicious day. It was the education of Nimai was started, begun on an auspicious day that and Srila Prabhupada was proposed by the secretary of the Minister of India to meet the Prime Minister on a Thursday afternoon. He asked for a rescheduling the meeting because it was an inauspicious moment. Interesting that in the Bhagavad Gita it's mentioned that like one should give charity at a proper place, a proper time. So, at an auspicious moment, the proper time. So like that is a proper time for education, for starting education. In the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, sixth chapter is entitled Prahlad Maharaj is teaching his schoolmates. And during the recreation time, he was preaching to his schoolmates, all sons of demons. But in the beginning, they objected to his preaching. Said, you give us all these instructions, but we will do that later when we are adult. Now it's time to play. But what was Prahlad Maharaj's reply? Kaumara achat prahyo dharmam bhagavatam miham dulabam manusam janma tapyadruvam achtadam. It says, I will read a beautiful translation from Srila Prabhupada. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of life from the very beginning of life. And he specifies what that means, the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, he says, the Kaumara age. And what should one learn? To practice the activities of devotional service. Bhagavat Dharma, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Arjanam Dasyam, Atmanivedanam. All these activities of devotional service. And one should give up all other engagements. So that's the education. Take up Bhagavad Dharma and forget all the other things. Because the human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Here you have another aspect. Meaningful. We must give young children from their young age a purposeful life, meaning that a reason for their existence, even a slight amount of sincere devotion and service can give one complete perfection. So teaching children from a young age, 5 years old, to become Brahmacharis, that instructs them in Bhagavad Dharma and give them a purpose of life. The purpose of life is to please Krishna. It's to please Krishna. That's opposed to pleasing oneself. One can say, these young children, can they understand this Krishna conscious philosophy? Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and is complicated for the complicated. When in 2011 was the first year of the Avanti School in Leicester, and I was invited one morning, and interesting to see the children come together before Krishna Balaram. Yes. And the teacher appoints 3 children. One gets kartals, the other a small mridanga, and the third another instrument. And they lead the kirtan. They lead kirtan, pranam mantra of Srila Prabhupada, and then they chant Hare Krishna. So they have kirtan. They were 5 years old. Interesting to see. And then after that, during 10 minutes, the teacher teaches them just some principles of Krishna consciousness. And when I was there, they explained the 5 themes of Bhagavad Gita. in a few minutes. They said, Ishvara is Krishna. Jiva, that's us. Prakriti is everything around us. Karma, that's what we do. And time means I'm coming always too late in school. So in that way, simply, in a few minutes, they got these basic principles. So every day, the children hear something about Krishna consciousness. And by that they develop character, a service attitude that's gradually they develop tolerance, compassion. That's very much contradicting the modern system of education. Srila Prabhupada uses very heavy words to describe this education. He calls it slaughterhouses of consciousness. That's heavy. I can say this, all these teachers, are they wrong? Of course, slaughterhouse. Animals are killed in slaughterhouses. Some people, they promote that one should kill them in a humane way. as quick as possible. It's a bit like that. The modern education. Because in the modern education system, there is a hidden agenda of teaching. And what's this hidden agenda? Everything what is presented with the understanding that one is the body. So, everything that is presented with the understanding that one is the body. So one is educated in exploiting the world, today even to get a degree in business administration, it's very appreciated. But what is it? You become master in business administration, you become master in exploiting the world in so various ways. And also a second point in education, there is the hidden agenda, which teaches that you are the body, but it's also lying propaganda that the world is a very nice place and you can be happy here. When I was a toddler, they told me about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And how does it end the story? And they all live happy, a happy life thereafter. But it's not like that. Srila Prabhupada calls this rascaldom. giving false hope. Instead of this, they should teach that human life is temporary, that Prahlad Maharaj is speaking about an education, but all the other teachers, or what the other teachers, that, or his teachers, Amala and what's the other, Amarka, they would never teach that. Children must be trained in truthfulness, in the reality of life, from a young age. And why is it so important at a young age if they have already been influenced by the teachings of society? It's too late. This demoniac quality of enjoyment, exploitation, selfishness has entered the heart. And then they don't want to hear anyone's advice anymore. It's very difficult. Your character is formed by your environment. A few months ago, I got again in contact with my son. My son is an adoption child. He's from Calcutta. But I adopted him when he was 4 years old. And I got in contact with him, and he has really the Flemish mentality. He speaks Flemish, the only language he knows, and that's his culture. That nothing to find within his mind or behavior that would refer to his Bengali. To the first lives of his years that he got a Bengali education until 4 years. He doesn't remember anything of that. One is formed by one's environment. The earlier one learns about Krishna consciousness, the better. Prahlad Maharaj learned it in the womb of his mother. Very exceptional. Because even in higher academic institutions, there is ignorance. When Srila Prabhupada went to Moscow, he met Professor Potofsky. And he was specialized in the Vedas. But when Srila Prabhupada spoke about the next life, he said, "No, Swamiji, there is nothing like a next life. He just could not understand it. Although he read all these Vedas. This ceremony which was conducted here for Nimai by Jagannath Mishra, before conducting the ceremony, one was worshipping Lord Vishnu to get success. So that's important also in education. We need the mercy of the Lord, that spiritual advancement is only possible by his mercy. that an education means first understanding the difference between body and soul. That's the beginning of education that and most people don't get it in this world. That when years ago I was studying the works of Augustine, and he wrote a collection of essays, The City of God. And in that he explains in a certain essay, there are two kinds of souls he invented. He got it from Plotinos, and anyway, in the 3rd century of, yeah, that's long ago. But according to him, there are souls endowed with intelligence and other souls who are not endowed with intelligence, but they have something that resembles intelligence, like intuition. And those souls who don't have this intelligence, so refers to the animals, you can kill them, they are not so valuable. But the souls with intelligence, that's valuable, that's human form of life. But we see clearly here, he mixes the soul with the subtle body. Subtle body, the mind, but we have experience in Krishna consciousness, we can control the mind. If we are the mind, you cannot control it. So what is controlling? It's different from the mind and the intelligence. And Augustine does not get that. Even those who are studying psychology, they don't get that many times. It's such a simple thing, but they cannot understand. It's ignorance. Understanding the difference between the body and the soul. When Ambarish Prabhu is the grandson of Henry Ford, for the first time met Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, you are the grandson of Henry Ford." So where is Henry Ford now? So that's an intelligent question. That the difference between body and soul. So therefore it's important to start this primary education in Krishna consciousness at least at the age of 4 or 5 years. Otherwise life becomes a real struggle, a life of misery without Krishna consciousness. And at a later age, it becomes more difficult. More difficult. Of course, by the mercy of pure devotees, everything is possible. So today is also the disappearance of Sri Baladev Vidyabhusan and appearance of Srimati Gangamati Goswami. And I would like to say a few words on that. So, Sri Baladev Vidyabhusan is our connection with the Madhva Brahma Sampradaya. Interesting. Of course, we are also connected to Lord Chaitanya. Baladev Vidyabhusan, he appeared in Orissa at the beginning of the 17th century. When he was young, he was a brilliant personality. In his study, He mastered very quickly Sanskrit grammar, the rules of poetry in Sanskrit, and he was expert in logic. It took initiation in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya. It is said he became a Digvijay Pandit. A Digvijay Pandit is a Pandit who travels, defeats local sages, scholars, and sannyasis. But on his travels one day, he ended up in Jagannath Puri. And there he learned the philosophy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya from a pandit called Sri Radha Damodar Goswami. And by that, he converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That in 1706, Vishwanath Chakravarti sent him to Gulta. Gulta is in Rajasthan, near to Jaipur. And he sent there to uphold the credibility of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Because there, the local Ramanandis, followers of Lord Ram, but anyway, they are somewhat hidden impersonalists, that's a problem. But they claimed that these Bengali Vaishnavas, they had no right to worship Govinda, because only traditions who have a commentary of Vedanta Sutra can worship Govinda. Interesting. They didn't accept the Bhagavatam as the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. But then the Baldev Vidyabhusan, he was praying to the Govinda deity, because the Ramanandis asked to submit within 3 days a commentary. He was praying to the Govinda deity, and the Govinda deity, during a whole night, was speaking the commentary. And Baldev Vidyabhusan was noting it down, that therefore it's the commentary he wrote is called Govinda Bhasya, spoken by Govinda. So, this Govinda Bhasya is the only direct bhakti commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, on exception of the Bhagavatam, of course. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan, he wrote many books, 24 books, they say. He wrote also his commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, are very special, and the Srila Prabhupada used his commentaries, also those of Vishwanath Chakravarti and so on. And Baldev Vidyabhusan, sometimes he put verses between the verses of the Bhagavad Gita. So in the verse in the second chapter where Krishna says, yes, a little advancement in this knowledge will protect you against the greatest fear. And then Krishna says, declare this boldly to everyone. And Baladev Vidyabhusan put a few lines between. And there Arjuna is saying to Krishna, why are you asking me to declare it? Why are you not doing it yourself? And then Krishna says, yes, but I'm from Mathura. And those from Mathura, they are known as cheaters and liars. But they never cheat those whom they love. Very interesting. That's very inspiring commentaries. That's Baladev Vidyabhusan disappearance, but we have also the appearance of Siganga Mata Goswamini. Interesting is, she was a princess, a daughter of King Naresh Narayan of Bengal. She was the daughter of the prince, but since a young age she had unalloyed devotion to Krishna. So she refused to marry. Because of her attachment to Krishna. Then, when her father died, she was ruling the kingdom for some time. Interesting. But then, soon she renounced it. And she started to travel to find a bona fide spiritual master. She went to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, she met Haridas Pandit and took initiation from him. And she started to perform bhajan to Govindaji. She was sleeping every night near to the bank on the sandy banks of the Yamuna. And every morning before sunrise, she went to the Govinda temple to clean the temple. Daily she would hear Bhagavad Katha and attend all the artis of Govinda. And she lived from begging house to house in Braj. She said she went also, sometimes she was at Radhakund, where she associated with Lakshmi Priya Devi Das, who was a god sister, who was also a disciple of Haridas Pandit. And she chanted 192 rounds every day. That's a lot. And every day when she was at Radhakund, she would go around Govardhan. But then her spiritual master, Haridas Pandit, asked her to go to Jagannath Puri and restore the house of Sarvabhauma Padacharya. And she went to Jagannath Puri. Renovated the house, restored it. And there she was every day giving Bhagavatam class and attracting so many people. Listeners would come for miles around to hear her. And many took initiation for her. Including King Mukunda from Jagannath Puri. So this is Siganga Mata Goswamini, our appearance day today. So thank you. Any question or comments?